On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be firing up the High Lonesome Time Machine and propelling back to July and August 1977 when, among other things, Kenny Baker injures his left hand while showing his new hunting knife to a buddy. Merle Watson's hand is severely bitten by a dog, putting him temporarily out of commission as well. Vice President Walter Mondale appears on the Opry during Roy Acuff's segment, and Elvis Presley dies at age 42. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll have nothing but 40-year-old goodness from the likes of Boone Creek, Boot Hill, the Front Porch String Band, and the Country Gazette. Coming up this, his death was an elaborate hoax, the King Still Lives, edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin our four-decade-old walk with an old-as-the-hills-sounding tune attributed to the great fiddler Curly Ray Cline. From his August 1977 flat-picking tour de force, Ladies Fancy, this is Dan Crary with Pretty Little Indian. Thank you. Dan Crary giving Pretty Little Indian a ride on his August 1977 Rounder release, Ladies Fancy. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown in a breathlessly anticipated jaunt back into the genre's illustrious past, specifically July and August 1977, when Rounder releases Boone Creek's debut LP. Boone Creek was one of the first supergroups, formed in 1975 by five veteran musicians still in their early 20s, Ricky Skaggs, Wes Golden, Lord have mercy, Terry Baucom, and Jerry Douglas. The project contained covers of some tried and true classics, but it was the original, more contemporary pieces that stood out, including the title track, a song from which the band derived its name.
Sits on the bank, plays and sings Uncle Pete with his friends. Boone Creek, Kentucky. Boone Creek, Kentucky. As he takes a drink off Kentucky moonshine, is dead and gone, but I can still hear him singing his songs all alone. Boone Creek, Kentucky. Boone Creek, Kentucky. As he takes a drink off Kentucky moonshine, and cool water runs over his feet. Boone Creek. Dixieland, I hear you calling me, where the fields are cotton and white as snow. Dixieland, the boats are shoving steam, people are riding on that Dixie Queen. Harry and his waiting across the Mason-Dixon line, where the fields are cotton and white and clean. I'm heading on that Dixieland Queen, where they all get to shout and the fields of cotton are white as snow. Dixieland, the boats are shoving steam, people riding on that Dixie Queen. While sunny side of love is where I long to be, sound of Dixieland ringing in the trees is the only home for me. Dixieland, I hear you calling me, where the fields are cotton and white as snow. Dixieland, the boats are shoving steam, people riding on that Dixie Queen.
where the fields of cotton are white as snow. Dixieland, the boats are shoving steam, people riding on that Dixie Queen. Dixieland, I hear you calling me, where the fields of cotton are white as snow. Dixieland, the boats are shoving steam, people riding on that Dixie Queen.
Boone Creek with a pair from their head-turning debut, released by Rounder in August 1977. We heard Dixieland, preceded by Boone Creek. Both tunes were written by the group's guitarist, Wes Golding. As Jack Tottle states in his liner notes, quote, "All in all, a most welcome album from a group of creative, energetic, and seasoned young professionals. Boone Creek is clearly a band on the move," end of quote. Boot Hill was another band on the move, or should I say on the run, in August 1977. The band was started in 1972 and was spearheaded by banjoist and chief songwriter Louisa Branscombe, one of the first females to ever front a bluegrass group. From their debut outing Steel Rails, which Louisa wrote and which would later become a mammoth hit for Alison Krauss, here's another of her five originals, the leadoff track, Fair Weather Friend.
You said you needed someone. I was there when they turned off all your lights. But when the clouds rolled away and the sun brought better days, I looked around and you were nowhere in my sight. Fair weather friend, don't want to hear you call my name again. You've used it one too many times before.
Sweeter
The Pinnacle Boys singing I'll Live With God, a track from their first all-gospel album, I See a Bridge, released by Aterum Records in August 1977. And Boot Hill began the 40-year-old fray with Fairweather Friend from their debut project, Steel Rails, also released by Aterum the same month. We'll hand the National Flat Picks off to chromatic-style banjoist Bill Kanoff out in L.A. to take us on through our forthcoming break with his meticulous arrangement of Scott Joplin's most famous piece, first published in 1899. For Bill's American Heritage LP, Bill Kanoff on banjo, this is the Maple Leaf Rag. Dave Higgs in the Country Gazette. Joe Val and the Front Porch String Band will keep hurling the four-decade-old bluegrassical excellence immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still immersed in the bluegrassical doings of July and August 1977, and homing in on yet another debut, this time from a Birmingham, Alabama-based quintet featuring a great female lead singer and songwriter, Claire Lynch. This is the Front Porch String Band singing two of Claire's originals, the title track, Smiling At You, and Dream That Mother Gave Her Angel. Loneliness.
improvise. Sometimes I swear it even dies completely. I need you here. I'd love to be with you, but you're so far away. And just the other day I was with you, smiling at you. And while you're waiting for me, use a little care. Don't let nobody share your loneliness. Love is good. The life and light of living she has always understood. Dreams that mother gave her angel, filled with wrong and right, draws his love to invitation and closeness in the
The first recordings of the Front Porch String Band featuring a young Claire Lynch. From their August 1977 album, Smiling At You, we heard the title track and Dreams That Mother Gave Her Angel, both penned by Claire. The Country Gazette has a new one in the Bluegrass LP bins as well. By the time the album was recorded, the only remaining members of the band were Alan Munday and Roland White. But with the aid of friends and former band members such as Byron Berline, Richard Green, and Bill Bryson, they recorded What a Way to Make a Living for Ridge Runner Records, from which we'll hear their version of One Woman Man, a Johnny Horton tune from 1956, which peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart.
Well, around. Let me hold the money out all right loud. I'll never love another, even if I can. Come to me, baby, I'm a woman man. Won't you let me, baby, just kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey, I'll never let you down. I'll never love another, even if I can. Come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Jump off and die. I'd even swim the ocean from shore to shore to prove that I love you just a little bit more. I want you, little baby, just to kind of hang around. I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down. Never love another, even if I can. Come to me, baby, I'm a woman man. Hang around. I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down. I'll never love another, even if I can. Come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Just one little word from mother and daddy, my heart would fill with cheer. Each day I take a walk, I travel down the trail. Each day the postman tells me no letter in the mail.
No, not a word, no, not a word, no, not a word from home anymore.
If only I could hear one little word from home, my heart would be so gladdened I never more would roam. The days have turned to weeks, the weeks have turned to years, without one little word from the ones I love so dear.
No, not a word, no, not a word, no, not a word from home anymore.
I'm going home tomorrow, I'm going home to stay. I'm going home tomorrow, I can't live on this way. When last I heard from mother, she said they were okay. But something could have happened, they're getting old and gray.
No, not a word, no, not a word, no, not a word from home anymore.
Along about round the time in Texas, the way out west, oh, I lost a pal and a friend, boys, and I laid him down to rest. But miles each morning over his grave. To me, boys, it was sad. Find it down beneath that mound was the best pal I've had. Beneath the coyote's cry, I know he sleeps in perfect peace beneath the Texas sky.
Joe Val and the New England Bluegrass Boys with a pair from their August 1977 Rounder release, Not a Word from Home. We heard Goodbye Old Pal and the title track. Joe Val, who worked by day as a typewriter repairman, at night was the bastion of traditional bluegrass in all of New England. As Jim Rooney later wrote, quote, "When he sang, Joe had a way of tilting his head, eyes looking up, focusing on some spot far away. His surroundings seemed to matter little to him. It came from someplace deep inside," end of quote. And the Country Gazette was on top of things with One Woman Man, recorded on their Ridge Runner outing, the whimsically entitled What a Way to Make a Living. In 1969, 17-year-old Sam Bush, Alan Munday, and Wayne Stewart formed the short-lived Poor Richard's Almanac. 8 years later, Sam and Alan joined forces once again for another Ridge Runner endeavor, Together Again for the First Time. They'll take us on through our impending break with a little bit of one of their originals, Old Widder Woman. Thank you. Dave Higgs, and we'll have more vintage tunes from July and August 1977 from the Osborne Brothers, Reno and Harrell, and Bill Grant and Delia Bell, the other side of our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned with the Osborne Brothers' latest, unveiled by CMH Records in August 1977. It's a gala affair, a two-record set of nothing but songs penned by famed husband and wife songwriters Boudelow and Felice Bryant, who wrote so many of the Everly Brothers' greatest songs like Bye Bye Love, Wake Up Little Susie, Love Hurts, and All I Have to Do is Dream, along with a few for the Osborne Brothers themselves like Rocky Top, Georgia Piney Woods, Tennessee Hound Dog, in the semi-title track to their new project, Muddy Bottom.
A country boy don't perspire and a city girl don't sweat. Any fool can tell you either one will make you wet. Now I found out the hard way and I can tell you yet, you'll do one or the other down in Muddy Bottom. Muddy Bottom is a cornfield that my daddy gave to me. It laid along a riverbank back home in Tennessee, the hottest place this side of where nobody wants to be. Ruddy, cruddy, good old Muddy Bottom. I hankered for the city and all the city lights, so I let out to make my way and see the city sights. I catch myself thinking through long hot city nights, I'd be way better off back down in Muddy Bottom. Muddy Bottom ain't as lonely as a busy city street, and rattlesnakes ain't half as mean as lots of folks I meet. I've come to the conclusion that old Bottom's hard to beat. Ruddy, cruddy, good old Muddy Bottom. Secret fishing pool. I miss the girls I chased down through the cornfields after school. You may not understand it, but I sure miss my mule. Now I wonder why I left old Muddy Bottom. Muddy Bottom is a cornfield that my daddy gave to me. It laid along a riverbank back home in Tennessee, the hottest place this side of where nobody wants to be. Ruddy, cruddy, good old Muddy Bottom. Good old Muddy Bottom. It's mighty dark for me to travel, for my sweetheart she's gone.
Osborne Brothers singing It's Mighty Dark on Vassar Clement's August 1977 Flying Fish release, The Bluegrass Session, which, despite its title, contains some generous doses of Vassar's dazzling and jazzy fiddle playing. And the Osborne Brothers themselves were just before with Muddy Bottom from their two-disc salute to songwriters Boudelot and Felice Bryant, entitled From Rocky Top to Muddy Bottom. You're hearing the strains of 40-year-old grass thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. In August 1977, CMH Records releases the last album Don Reno and Bill Harrell would do together, but it's, as they say, a dandy. From Home in the Mountains, here's the Don Reno penned title track.
Way. I'm going back to my home in the mountains, and this time I'm going to stay. I want to be free where the birds are still singing. Whippoorwills call out at night. The air is still clean and neighbors say howdy and stars in heaven shine bright. I'm only a man, I don't care for riches. I'm tired of living this way. I'm going back to my home in the mountains, and this time I'm going to stay. Tired of living this way. I'm going back to my home in the mountains, and this time I'm going to stay.
Silent night, holy night.
I don't know where we came from. Maybe from that old pine stump over there. But there was 13 of us that stood here in a little thicket on the mountain. And every year they would come from the little cabin down by the creek and take one of us away to grace the halls at Christmas. I was more crooked than the rest. I guess that's why they always passed me by. Last year there was just two of us. They took the other one away and left me here all alone. And today, as the cold wind blowed the soft snow across the valley, I could hear voices and the barking of a dog. And I figured they was coming after me. Pretty soon, a man and a boy and girl come up the hill with their dog. The man had a big axe. The boy pointed his finger at me, and I knew that my time had come. But just as he drawed back to hit the first lick, the little girl run up and grabbed his arm and said, "No, Daddy, don't cut it down. This is our last Christmas tree. If we take it away, there won't be anything left. Why don't we come up here tonight and build up a fire and decorate it with a light? And tomorrow we can bring our presents up here and open them in the snow." So tonight is Christmas Eve. The winds quit blowing, the snow's quit falling, all is quiet and still. Once in a while, I can hear a little bit of Silent Night coming from the cabin down by the creek. I'll bet I'm the only decorated pine tree standing on a hillside in all these Kaimishi mountains. And tomorrow they'll bring presents and stack at my feet, and I'll be proud as a king. But underneath all this happiness, I feel very humble. For even though I've led a warped and twisted life, by the grace of the little girl, I've been spared to stand here and look out over the valley through the years. Be their last Christmas tree. But I want to think there's more to it than that. I want to feel that I've been left here as the living monument to the birthday of a man. So when you come by and look at me, think of him. And listen to the wind as it whispers through my boughs. For it tells the story of the greatest man that ever walked on this earth. Listen.
From Hugo, Oklahoma, that was Bill Grant and Delia Bell and all the Kaimishi Mountain Boys in the title track to their August 1977 release, The Last Christmas Tree. One of five originals by Bill, a heartfelt recitation from the tree's point of view. And Don Reno and Bill Harrell were immediately prior with the title track to their August 1977 CMH outing, Home in the Mountains. We'll end our nod to July and August 1977 the way we began it, with another track from Dan Crary's Rounder masterpiece, Lady's Fancy, on which Dan is backed up by Byron Berline, John Hickman, and members of the Newgrass Revival. It would become a landmark album and contained a number of tunes that would become flat-picking classics, like this version of Grey Eagle. And on that high, happy, probably more than any album, Dan Crary's Ladies Fancy changed my musical life. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying, I sure wish we had time for Dan's 9-minute version of Sally Gooden. See you next week. Have a good week. So long, farewell, and adios. On the next Bluegrass Breakdown, it's a banging, rapping, tapping, pounding sound that permeates bluegrass land. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the help of Ronnie Bowman, the Boxcars, and John Hartford, we'll be knocking on your door, knocking on heaven's door, and knocking around the kitchen till the cook comes home on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.